Michael Phelps had the day off in Beijing. At least no gold medals were involved. Phelps did swim a preliminary heat, which he won. So we thought we'd take advantage of a No Phelps News Day and talk about some of the Olympic events that might not have kept you glued to the TV. Joining us from Beijing is NPR's Tom Goldman to talk about weightlifting, Tom.
Absolutely, Renee. I was mesmerized by the competition the past couple of days. It's one of the great things about being here. You get to watch an entire competition from start to finish. No commercials, no over-caffeinated TV producers switching in the middle of an event to another sport. You get to watch as the drama naturally builds, and you form connections with the athletes because of their efforts, because of how they act, because of how they deal with success or failure.
And what did you see?
Well, I didn't know any of the weightlifters. They're from places like Armenia and the Koreas and Egypt, and the theater of it is so entertaining. There's a backstage camera, and it shows them interacting with their coaches before going up on the stage. And the coaches are rubbing the lifters' ears, and they're slapping their faces with both hands and getting them pumped up. And then these guys walk on stage, they chalk up their hands, and they stand in front of this monster barbell weighing over 400 pounds. And then watching them lift it over their heads or try to, it's amazing. Some scream, some are all internal in their effort, and they absolutely punish themselves.
Now, is weightlifting a sport where there's a lot of concern about drugs? It would seem to lend itself to that sort of problem.
Well, it is, and there's a lot of concern, and there's a lot of doping. But, you know, and I'm as cynical as an ex-reporter in this age of performance-enhancing drugs. But sometimes if you can put it aside, like many sports fans are able to do, you can enjoy things like these.
Let's go turn to a more prime time event. The U.S. men's basketball team is getting a lot of attention, but are we missing anything else in the hoops tournament?
Well, probably. And there was a great game I got to see this week between host country China and Spain. Now, Spain is probably the second best team here after the U.S. And China, which just got thrashed by the Americans in their first game, completely outplayed Spain for most of the game. And at the end, Spain caught up and China went cold with their shooting and Spain won in overtime. So it was a really tough loss for the home team. And for more reasons than the outcome, there is a photo circulating of the Spanish Olympic basketball team posing as part of an advertisement. And in that group shot, all the players are using their fingers to make slanted eyes. It's really pretty awful. And some players have said it wasn't meant to be racist. Needless to say, there was a lot of booing of Spanish players at the game.
And Tom, separate from the actual sports, that fantastic opening ceremony, sort of each day seems to bring a new revelation about how it wasn't exactly what it seemed.
Yeah, exactly. We're learning a bit how the sausage was made, really. The Olympic organizers are now confirming that cute little 9-year-old Chinese girl who sang a patriotic hymn was actually lip-syncing the song. The 7-year-old with the beautiful voice apparently wasn't pretty enough for primetime. And this interesting dispatch from today's Xinjiang Daily Newspaper, 897 performers who depicted Chinese movable metal type were wearing paper diapers during the ceremony and during the long rehearsals. So, Renee, in China, the show must go on.
Yes, indeed. Well, Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Goldman speaking to us from Beijing. You can follow today's Olympic events and see highlights of the action at npr.org.